As in sports, nothing happens without the team. We are not an individual sport here at WBC Eyewitness News and Live with Kelly and Ryan. We have different roles. You know, everybody plays a different role in the aspect of it, but the collaboration and the drive to support each other is everything.
That's how success happens. From Entrepreneur Magazine, my name is Robert Tuckman. I self-funded, built up, and eventually sold two businesses to major players in the sports and entertainment industry. And I am fascinated by other entrepreneurial minds and what drives high-achieving people. So on this podcast, we're going to learn what they've learned and what it takes to really succeed. If you ask around at any business with a truly great company culture, you're likely to hear two things. The team will tell you that it starts at the top with an inspiring leader who sets the tone. But the leader will tell you that it all boils down to having a great team who can work together. Those might seem like two separate notions, but in fact, they're almost always connected. This was certainly clear when Deborah O'Connell gave me a tour of WABC-TV, the nation's number one news station, where she's been the president for the past 2 years. At the station's Upper West Side headquarters, I was blown away by how many people acknowledged Deborah with warm smiles and hellos. When we walked by the set of Kelly and Ryan, Kelly Ripa herself literally jumped out of her chair to let me know that Deborah knows how to build a winning organization. There are receipts to back up that claim. WABC is owned by the Walt Disney Company, where O'Connell has worked for the past 23 years in 8 different roles. If you mention her name to anyone in the media business, you'll get an instant smile and acknowledgement of what an incredible leader she is. So how does she do it? O'Connell says it's all about building the right team and getting them rowing in the same direction. But I suspect that attitude itself, the lack of ego, the eagerness to give credit to others, is a big part of what makes people want to work together for her. I was saying that one way O'Connell makes people want to work for her is because she's such an inspirational leader. Certainly, that was true of Kelly Ripa. So I decided to start there.
It is all about getting the right players. Everyone is different. Everyone is important to the process. No matter what your role is, every single aspect matters. As in sports, nothing happens without the team. We are not an individual sport here at WBC Eyewitness News and Live with Kelly and Ryan. We have different roles. You know, everybody plays a different role in the aspect of it, but the collaboration and the drive to support each other is everything. Teamwork is such a critical part of culture. And to me, what drives great success ultimately in any business, whether it is a publicly owned organization or enterprise or a very specific, solely owned entity, there is nothing more important than making sure that culture drives the best teamwork, because you're not doing anything ever solely on your own.
You have had an incredible career, and you have been, I believe, now with Disney for 22?
Yes, just over 22 years.
22 years. But what I love about your story is you came here, you founded this, aside from, I guess, a stint in radio,
sure,
like for a couple of years, you came here and you have risen through the ranks. Today, you're president of WABC-TV, which for our listeners who understand, like, that entails also running Live with Kelly and Ryan and a host of other things. But you started, what was that like when you came here initially and started, and what was that first job?
Sure. Again, as you mentioned, Robert, I started with the company just over 22 years ago. I started in our radio division because I had worked in local radio on Long Island when I was first out of college, and I loved the business. I loved radio and television and film, and I not only loved the creative side, but the business side, because I thought how wonderful to have the opportunity to bring entertainment and news and information and to touch people each and every day. Growing up, I always used to sneak out of my bedroom in the middle of the night to make sure I could watch The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. I've now just given away my age. And David Letterman, because I thought this was just wonderful television. It's in my home. I felt like I was connected to these people. I felt that when I worked in radio, that I was on the advertising side. I started in this company again in radio. I was working for WABC AM, and I actually spread to work very closely with some advertisers across a two-state locations that at that time we owned at the Walt Disney Company and what was prior Capital Cities, WABC AM and WPLJ FM. I felt so blessed to be able to transfer my radio skills and my advertising background back then into working for a company. And I chose the job at WABC AM over another job in the industry that was a management role. I chose to be a salesperson, an account executive, because I wanted to work for a company that had television assets because I always wanted to be in TV. So I did it as a strategic move, knowing that maybe one day I would have the opportunity, maybe not, to make that transition over to television.
You made a nice transition. You're sitting here as the president of WABC TV, and it seems like it worked out for you. And for you, for our listeners as well, like, it seems like you had a vision early on for where you wanted to go. Is that true?
It is. I've been, again, very fortunate in this company. I have to say, the Walt Disney Company has afforded me so many great opportunities, 8 different amazing roles. I have to say, one equally as incredible as the other. And when I think about the support that I've been given, I had been assigned to a mentor when I was first a vice president in the company many years ago, after making the transition from radio to television and having the opportunity to then be promoted inside of, at that time, WABC. I became the vice president of marketing and sales promotion for the station here at Channel 7. And during that time, I was so lucky to be paired up with a president in our company to mentor me for a year program, this wonderful mentorship program we have at the Walt Disney Company. His name is George Bodenheimer. Former chairman of ESPN. At the time when I was with George, he was running ESPN. Shortly after our year together, our monthly year together, if you will, sometimes daily, depending on questions I had and opportunities that he put in front of me. He then took over ABC Sports and obviously combined not only ESPN, but the opportunity for ESPN and ABC and obviously expanded into so many other networks. And his successors have done an incredible job, like today with Jimmy Pitaro and that wonderful team. But George is still in my life today. Having a mentor, having someone assigned to you and having someone who would support and help you along the way was so important. He reminds me all the time that during that time when we talked about goals and what my vision was for the future, that I wanted to be a president in the organization. And he used to always say to me, it would happen. And the first president role I took on back in 2014 as the president of ABC National Television Sales, I'll never forget him saying, you said this would happen. He reminded me about our conversation. So I think success happens in the framework inside of an organization like ours, where you don't own the company, but you feel like you're so invested that you do. When you work and partner and have support from people around you, it makes you want to stay. And for me, the opportunity to continually reinvent myself, it is like I've left this company 8 times over, but never had to leave.
Which is amazing. And obviously everyone who knows, I mean, Disney is one of the most iconic brands in the history of the world. And you have been fortunate to be here for that many years and not just be here, like you really have progressed. But what was that like, that moment when, and talk about that role where you first became a president? Because even though you said you dated yourself with Carson, you're young in this world. So what was that like? I mean, sure. 'Cause you were pretty young at the time and you know, it must have been an incredible feeling.
It was an incredible feeling. I was thrilled to have the opportunity to take on a role. My predecessor was a gentleman who had been in the position for 28 years. He was wonderful, and I worked for him for 7 years as an SVP, doing multiple roles inside of his organization, inside of course, Disney. I remember thinking how important it was for me to be transformative for our business, but in a respectful way, because you're taking over for someone who, after 28 years, a few changes needed to be made. And at the same time, he put such care, thought into the business that he ran. So I'm always a big believer in taking something on doesn't mean you have to tear it apart and make it your own. I think you can make it your own by growing the business, modernizing it, and what I like to call respectfully transform. And it's easy to do without making loud announcements or saying, I changed this because it wasn't done right before. you can gracefully step into making those transitions. They're clear of what those changes are. And I also remember it was such a great feeling, but it was also very intimidating.
Sure.
Intimidating mostly because of being the only woman inside of an owned television group that was running sales. I would sit on panels and my other network-owned competitors were all men and older men. Lovely men, by the way. They were wonderful competitors and smart. And at the same time, I was a little bit younger and I was a different gender. So it was an interesting time to be the first and still to this day, the only female to ever hold that position.
Wow. Let's talk about that because that is a huge challenge. And facing that challenge, especially back then, not too long ago, but
sure,
long enough before
conversations were so broad about gender equality. Sure.
Exactly. How challenging was that for you? Because at one point you said, look, your biggest mentor was a man, was
sure,
a guy. But at the same time, there's a difference being a woman in that room. Do you remember what the challenges were and things you had to kind of overcome?
Sure. You know, it's interesting. I sometimes feel if you know yourself and you know you can handle those kind of situations where is there a moment of feeling uncomfortable because you're different than the others around you? And at the same time, I felt very supported by the Walt Disney Company, by the ABC-owned television stations, by all of my colleagues around the company, who many were women at the time, leading other sales roles. I felt very transformative in the business. At that time, I worked for a woman named Rebecca Campbell. I then went to work for a woman named Rita Farrow, and I now work for a woman named Wendy McMahon.
Right.
I am super proud of our company. I don't feel like any one of the four, first of all, they are three fantastic women. I am proud to call them not only amazing leaders, fantastic bosses over the years, and also great friends. That being said, I don't think any one of us would ever say, one, we were in the job because we were a woman that needed to be promoted because of gender. It was because we were the right person for the job at the right time. But at the same time, we work for a company and we work for, at the highest level of the Walt Disney Company, a CEO who absolutely supports and respects gender equality, supporting the not only a working mom, but a working mom, a working parent, people who need to obviously step away from work at times to care for others. I always did that for my team members. And I thought as I was taking on this presidency role and I now had even more people reporting to me, what could I do to make, while working hard, their lifestyle a little bit better in a way? I always felt empowered by this company to help that process. And at the same time, I always felt like I got back more from my team and I gave more to my leadership because flexibility was an option.
No, and you're right. Like you just said, you have reported to females and many females. And I'll say just from being in this industry somewhat with my last business at Creative Artists Agency, and I remember one time your CEO, Bob Iger, came in and spoke with us, and it was focused to a degree I really never heard on inclusivity and just it talked about that. And I think Disney has really lived by that. And you're obviously a shining example of that and someone within this organization who has risen through the ranks as a woman. And I know that times that could just be from day to day difficult, but you seem to have done a great job with it. So let's talk about this role and taking on this role here, because I guess it's kind of a new role, right? As president of W. How long has it been now?
Sure. It'll be 2 years at the end of March.
Ooh, time flies.
Yes. It still feels somewhat new in a good way. You know, the interesting part is each day is so different.
Well, tell it, because local news, you're really at it's such an interesting time how things are changing. And I've found, and tell me if this is really industry trends, but I've found as we've become more connected globally and through the world, I really crave what's going on locally. I crave what's going on. And of course, I only watch Eyewitness News. It's in our house. You know, we're glued to it. But is that true that more and more people are craving local? And how do you fill that need, if so?
Sure. So a couple of things. First, thank you for being a loyal viewer.
Of course.
So I'm a big believer in appreciation for every one of, as I call, our customers, which are our viewers.
And well, I grew up on Sam Champion, and we'll get to that. You brought him back.
Yes.
And I grew up on Eyewitness News, and I think it's a very personal, you know, when you grow up in that respect on something. And but like I've noticed, go ahead and answer the question. But I've noticed just in terms of there is this more and more desire to get back to local.
No doubt, we are obviously, and I say obviously, and as you know, Robert, we are not only the number one station in the Tri-State area, the New York DMA and the region here, but also in the nation. And I'm very proud of that. I'm also very proud of the fact that we have experienced over the last year the highest competitive advantage in the history of the television station.
Wow.
We just celebrated in 2018 50 years of Eyewitness News. I am very tied to providing, and I say I, it's the entire team here. We are very tied to providing our viewers, our customers, our communities with the best news, information, and entertainment. Period, end of subject. We're going to give them what they, first of all, need from an information standpoint, right? Whether it's breaking news, inclement weather, all of the information for their daily lives. We are part of, as you said, you grew up on Eyewitness News. You can remember the talent. We are very tied to providing the best in storytelling combined with the best in information. And this is everything from hard news to soft news. And you're right. Consumers, viewers, even specifically even new generations, they want to see a mix of everything. But what's near to them and dear to them are their communities. And that is local.
More from our guest. But first, a word from our sponsors. Asana believes teams can do remarkable work when they actually get to work. The 60% each day most people spend on email, meetings, and status updates, that's not it. It's pushing boundaries, solving problems, making something real. For that, there's Asana. Asana reduces the bottlenecks and busy work that wear teams down and gives them clarity so they know where they're headed and how they'll get there together. Because then, teams are left with just one thing, time for the work that really matters. Try Asana free. Visit Asana.com to get started. That's Asana.com. And our next sponsor. Do you remember when you started your small business? I sure do. And I'm sure like you, it was no small feat. It took a lot of late nights, early mornings, and the occasional all-nighter. Bottom line, you've probably been insanely busy ever since. So why not make things a little easier? Well, our friends at FreshBooks have a solution. FreshBooks invoicing and accounting software is designed specifically for small business owners. It's simple, intuitive, and it keeps you way more organized than the dusty shoebox filled with crumpled receipts. Create and send professional-looking invoices in 30 seconds, and then get them paid 2 times faster with automated online payments. File expenses even quicker, and keep them perfectly organized for tax time. And the best part? FreshBooks grows alongside your business, so you'll always have the tools you need when you need them, without ever having to learn those gritty ins and outs of accounting. Join the 24 million people who've used FreshBooks. Try it for free for 30 days, no catch, and no credit card required. Go to FreshBooks.com/HSH, that's FreshBooks.com/HSH, and enter How Success Happens in the How Did You Hear About Us section to get started. And we're back. Can you talk about Localish? Because I think Localish and what you guys are doing there and what that is, I'd love to our listeners know what that's about, because I think that is a pure example of how local news is changing and what consumers really want and how you go back and forth from digital to news and linear.
Sure.
Talk to
Absolutely.
Us about Localish.
You know what? I'm going to talk to you about Localish, and I also want to address your question about back and forth between linear and digital platforms. We have a saying here amongst my team at across WABC, whether it's inside of our news or programming department or live, we call it 1 + 1 = 7.
Wow.
Well, and I'll explain what that means.
I thought it was 3, maybe. I'll take 7.
Nope. So when we say 7, it's a wonderful tie to being Channel 7. So there is some deliberate nature in that reference. But we look at everything to be multi-platform. So when you think of, we think of everything as 7 destinations. So a wonderful piece of content doesn't mean that you just air it exactly what it, and I say air it, run it, post it, exactly what it was like on the platform that it originates on, it means that you have a great opportunity to take that piece of content and that story, because that's what each piece of content is, and marry it in the proper execution on each one of those platforms. So our seven is our linear television station, our site. So our site is abc7ny.com. Our app. So I hope all of our listeners today download the ABC7NY app. We look at Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Our destinations, our handles, our ABC7NY handles, as well as our talent handles and all of our extensions, our Live with Kelly and Ryan handles. But you look at those platforms, right? So that's six. The seventh is Localish. So what we do inside of the framework of Localish is it's such a wonderful brand with a great team that's focused on telling stories that are happy and moving and mean something. Everything from one of my favorite series that we have across Localish is More in Common. And it is about people have more in common than often they know. I'll never forget our first segment that we did for More in Common was regarding the Peace League in Chicago. So our tagline is Localish, live like a local, because everything is local to someone. And just because a story may be taking place in another part of the country or the world, there's typically a local tie, even if it's just that emotional feeling to it. So the Peace League in Chicago was former felons who are now out of their incarceration playing softball with the police.
That's great.
In the Chicago area. And it was the Peace League. And it was bringing very, what seems to be uncommon, likely friends and fellows together into what they had in common. They had sports. They had an interest of being on a team. They had an interest of competition. Who doesn't have all of those things? It doesn't matter what your beliefs are, is a way to bring people together. So I love Localish because it's everything from just amazing opportunities to visit cities and those experiences to really feeling something at home. And another really fun area of Localish is something that was developed here at WABC with our team called Glam Lab. So it's a great way of testing products, visiting a new experience that either it's about getting the best way you can get facials, and it's not just for women, Rob. Mm-hmm. Robert, you may want to consider one too.
I do like facials, though.
That's right. Absolutely.
So, you know, I eat facials. What else?
We did a great piece on Face House and others, but we even did a really fun way of showing how you can get ready for Halloween and Halloween makeup. And that was done with our Live with Kelly and Ryan makeup artists who put together our Live with Kelly and Ryan Halloween special. So having the opportunity here to have all of these, right? 1 + 1 = 7.
Yeah.
Having these amazing platforms to deliver our content, it gives us life in so many different directions. And it's following the consumer wherever they are. It's following our viewer, who is ultimately our fan. We are big believers in what, you know, the fandom of our brand. And, you know, when you look at things like YouTube, we just started the end of last year, the end of 2019, our Eyewitness News Vault.
I love that. I love the Eyewitness News Vault, and whoever you on your team, and I'm sure, like, put that together. And that really, for me, when I started, because I'm a follower on Instagram, when I started seeing the vault and just bringing back the memories of some of the newscasters and talent I hadn't seen in years, I was just blown away. And just remembering times, certain stories back in the 80s or 70s, and you're like, oh, yeah. But there was something for me that, like, each day I was looking forward to what's that next story and remembering it. And I just thought that was...
It's a wonderful nostalgia. And at the same time, it shows us how we are now in 2020 coming up on our 52nd anniversary of Eyewitness News. We are 52 years young because we have evolved so much over the years. And actually, the vault shows us that in so many ways.
Oh, yeah.
But it also shows the common need for engagement. I often call us the original social media because you get an opportunity to engage with our talent and our assets, our programs, our shows, our newscasts, one-on-one very often in social media, right? You can provide a comment, you can like something that we're doing, and you can get engagement back from our team. When you look at local news, you felt that these people were in your home. Bill Butel, you mentioned
Love
Sam
you,
Champion.
Butel.
It was so wonderful to be able to launch our campaign, Back in the New York Groove, is the music that we licensed to launch the fact and the announcement that Sam was coming back to Eyewitness News.
Talk about just bringing back Sam. It was really genius, and I'm not sure how it came about, but people always loved him. I remember when he left, people were like, why are they letting this guy leave? Or why is he leaving? What's he going to pursue? Like,
sure.
But I thought bringing him back, everyone's like, yeah, that just, it felt good. And I think it was such a great move. We saw him when you took me through the tour this morning. But how did that come about in getting him back here?
Sure. We had an opening, and we have an amazing team, amazing weather team here. Our chief meteorologist, Lee Goldberg, the rest of our team, Jeff Smith, and Amy Freeze. Absolutely. They are incredible. And we had an opening. And during that time, we had some thoughtful decisions to make. We had a number of people outside of New York and some in New York looking at the opportunity. And Sam called and he said, and just to give you a little background on Sam, when he left initially Eyewitness News, he stayed in the company. He worked many years for Good Morning America and still does today. We have a wonderful partnership. Sam works for both Eyewitness News and GMA, ABC News on the network side, who we just have a wonderful partnership and move our business forward together, which is what's best for our teams and our viewers. And within that, Sam said, I am thinking about coming back to New York. And he came to me with such a well thought out plan. And we were literally having coffee because we had worked together over the years so often and always stayed in touch. And he was always so professional and smart and really gave our audience what they were looking for, right? Yeah. This wonderful, you know, similar to the rest of our team. That's why we are so strong, because of our talent and them working together. And we thoughtfully, we did obviously very specific research and otherwise to make sure we're making the right decision. But the opportunity that he brought to us by coming to myself and then eventually having some conversations with our news director and having some conversations with Lee Goldberg as our chief meteorologist, it was a really wonderful team decision to bring him back, and working closely with James Goldston and Barbara Fedid at ABC News.
And you have incredible talent here. You oversee lots of talent now. What is that like for you? How do you judge, you know, who's really bringing in viewers? Has that been a new kind of thing for you, or do you rely on anything in your past to really help you?
Sure, absolutely. All of the above. Not only do I rely on my experience from the past, because everything I did leading up to this time was about making brands successful and making our brands successful in the same time, and how to have them live together, as overseeing not only ad sales, but integrated marketing for more than a decade between our local stations inside of ABC national television sales at the time, and as well as then on the ABC network, Freeform, and Disney Channel side, associating advertising brands, client brands, with our IP and doing it so creatively, being respectful to each brand and making sure that it really comes out in a very authentic manner is so important. Authentic and organic when you can, but also making sure that our audience understands that this is, you know, a sponsored element. We're very clear on that, because we want to make sure our viewers have obviously full disclosure on everything that we are doing from a broadcast and cable perspective along the way. It was always about making sure that we are putting our clients in the right environment to build their business, because then they continue with us. And that's why we have partnerships with sponsors for decades and decades. At the same time, you want to make sure that your talent is resonating with viewers. You want to make sure that your talent is reflective to the community that they serve. You want to make sure that a viewer can see themselves in us. You want to make sure that you have the right mix. You have the best journalists who are, again, back to the authenticity piece. I look at all of these decisions as a mix of heart and science. The heart being the judgment call to being smart about storytelling, professionalism, journalistic integrity, and, by the way, being a good person, which is first and foremost of any requirement of
which is,
new
which
hires.
Which is you, because knowing you and having worked with you in the past, and like whenever I talk to anyone and mention your name, it's like I see a smile lights up. I have never heard a negative comment about you, which...
Have you spoken to my husband recently?
Actually, he's maybe the one guy. Okay. But aside... aside from him and maybe your daughter once in a while, who we all know, kids. But anyway, aside from that, anyone I have spoken to in the media business and mention your name, and this is very hard to do, it comes across with this smile. And it seems like that comes from what sounds like the whole way you run a business and culture and team. And even this morning when we were walking around your studio and we went down with live, and like, it wasn't just Kelly and Ryan who were like, oh my God, this person's great. It was everyone else from the editors we met to, there was really that, I felt that energy and what you bring. And there's a genuineness to that of being good people. And it seems like that is a real focus of yours when you hire.
I want people to walk into their place of work each and every day and be happy to be here, feel great energy, and want to come back tomorrow and do even more. I want people to feel like they can, every day they walk in, it's almost like they're interviewing for their job because they're going to be have the opportunity to do something special or be part of something special or celebrate each other. The reason I lead that way is because I want to be led that way. Yeah. I want to walk in the door to anywhere I am and feel good about the people I'm with, the fact that we can respect each other. And by the way, respect each other, teamwork, culture. It doesn't mean we all agree on everything each and every day. It is making decisions and the right ones together. And many are tough, but knowing that we have been thoughtful about it, that we're transparent about it, and that we move on together, whatever that decision is. It's very kind to hear you say that. Mm-hmm. I actually think that that's very generous and how lucky I am to have that comment. And at the same time, I am only as good as all of my partners. And that includes not only my amazing teams across WABC and all of our assets here from Eyewitness News to Live with Kelly and Ryan and everything that we do in each department here, because we don't run without each other. Our advertising sales department here, as well as inside of Disney Ad Sales, our technology team here, our programming team here, our marketing and production team here. I have the best leadership team, in my opinion, in the history of the industry. And by the way, we have great teams across our own television stations around the country. I have been so lucky to work so closely for just over a decade now with Wendy McMahon, who is our president of the ABC-owned stations. We worked together when she was VP of Marketing and Programming at KABC and then moved into running digital content and product. We have been great partners and, you know, seeing the opportunity to do all of this together as we move the business forward in what is a very interesting, evolving industry. But as right. any time our team feels a stress point of that, I always remind people or ask the question, especially when I'm talking to mentees, what industry isn't radically changing? What industry, and there are only very few, has technology not only changed it, but really helped it in so many ways? We have the opportunity today to be on multiple platforms at any given moment. When we are airing impeachment hearings, impeachment trials, the coverage around, for example, impeachment, we are airing it on our primary linear channel at the same time. We strike up our newscast that would have been live at noon or 4 p.m. Right. on our digital channels, our D2, our ABC7NY.com, and on our app. We give consumers what they need anytime. And that is just the culture of let's find an alternative to serve.
Right. But to your point, looking specifically at local news and news in general, and yes, every industry has completely changed because of technology and how fast it's moving. But your business and your industry, especially going from when I look at the vault and go through those old newscasts and remember, you know, like it was, they probably had 4 or 5 hours putting together tape and something that might air on. Go back to 1 + 1 = 7. And how did you develop it? Because to me, that's pretty genius, which it's really true. It's like multiple platforms. How did that come about? And how did you figure that out? I love that because that's really what you are now.
Sure. Well, one, for many years, we've been dedicated to serving, you know, our viewers wherever they are. We know that we have an opportunity because of the type of content that we develop and we are 24/7, as you experienced chatting yeah. with some of our producers this morning who are here all night through the morning and how that rotation works. It is no longer I produce a show. It is I produce the day part. And it was an evolution that we did across our entire station group. And it has made us more successful each and every day on each and every platform because we are thinking in the lens of, great, we have this wonderful piece of content. or we have this wonderful opportunity to promote and support. So I'll give you an example. There's nothing better than live television, right? Everybody wants to be involved in live event television. We have so many great temples and we've created more. So just to give a couple of examples from the fall and leading into the holiday season, we had The Little Mermaid Live, amazing, amazing experience on ABC Network. And we developed a plan because it wasn't a regular series. We weren't able to say day, date, and time. You're used to it every week. You're coming back like Modern Family or The Good Doctor. It was, we need to tell everyone. We have to make sure that no stone is unturned. We did everything from a countdown to how hot mermaids are right now.
Right.
To here is something integrated. Fun. Here's who started. And everything from Sandy Kenyon, who is the most amazing entertainment reporter. And I am so proud to have him as part of our team. Doing stand-ups and interviews and looking at ways that we partner not only in our team within WABC, but across our own television station and across all of Walt Disney Television. And within that framework, we use every element and all seven platforms to support, promote, and remind viewers that here's an opportunity to tune in. Our ratings were off the charts. Again, live environment. You're bringing people. Yeah. It's co-viewing. It's family television. It's entertainment in so many ways. And it's wonderful Disney IP.
Yeah, I loved what Kimmel did.
Live in front of the studio audience. Amazing.
I loved it. I mean, I'm obviously nostalgia, but like it works so well. And at first, I honestly was like, this, no way. Like, I'm going to... And I found myself glued, like, This is awesome. I want to, you know, can we do a whole season of this?
Absolutely. And we've just done our second, but at the end of last quarter, our second iteration of Live in Front of a Studio Audience. And in addition to not only that being amazing content, the way we told the stories leading up, especially here in New York and with our sister stations. So you look at All in the Family. They lived in New York. They lived
Queens.
Here. Yes, exactly. And we did stories on the All in the Family house. Good Times was the pairing with All in the Family this time. And that took place in Chicago. So we made sure we partnered with our station there and told the stories around Good Times and what that was like for the community and how that was so relative to and relatable to those areas at that time, when it was airing live and what it looked like today. Again, the nostalgia of it. And back when we did the crossover with All in the Family and the Jeffersons, again, being on the Upper East Side with the Jeffersons. Yeah, we had Sandy Kenyon there and other reporters focusing on here we are. And tonight's the night. We are on the corner in front of the same apartment building that the Jeffersons moved on up into. So a lot of fun. And Jimmy Kimmel's amazing to obviously work with Carrie Burke and our entire team inside ABC Entertainment and all of us, led by Dana Walden, who is the most incredible, obviously executive in the business.
So you mentioned it. Live is so important. I want to talk about, you have, aside from running the WABC TV here, you actually are overseeing Live with Kelly and Ryan, which is a whole entity on itself. I mean, I live here close by where your studios are and offices, and every morning I see lines and lines of people outside looking to go in, and we saw them again, of course, this morning. How do you manage your time, and how do you, do you look at it as like two different jobs?
It's interesting. No, I actually look at it as a very exciting day, every day, if you will. There are differences between the news and entertainment aspect, of course, and there are differences between the local and national aspect of my role. First, led me into accepting this great, great, amazing role of being the president of WABC was the fact that I would continue to have a national footprint as well, and leading a show like Live that has been so successful for so many years. And we became, just about a year and a half ago, the number one daytime entertainment talk show. And we are thrilled to be in that position and to continue that. And it's a lot of hard work each and every day. But I actually look at everything very synergistically across the station and what we're doing as a production house, if you will. So the opportunity where on Live, if there's a major New York event, right, or any, we can plug into any one of our assets. I have another example of that, not just here in New York. But when you look at the opportunity to take on and have, let's say, Sade Bédarinois and Ryan Field, who were hosting for us the U.S. Women's World Cup Soccer Parade, and having them that morning live from downtown talking with Kelly and Ryan because it was such a national event, but it was culminating here in New York. We have that opportunity, and Michael Gelman and Kelly and Ryan are fantastic about that. They tap into the opportunities, and we look for synergies between all aspects of WABC and vice versa. We'll do special interviews with Kelly and Ryan. We'll have the opportunity to feed them out into other parts of the country. And we also get Kelly and Ryan, along with Eyewitness News Talent, very involved with our Disney corporate responsibility and initiatives, as well as our community initiatives, meaning they support so many and talk about the opportunity to tie in, whether it's our partnership with the New York City Marathon or the fact that we were the first television station in the country to televise a Pride March and continue to do so. And we've just continued our partnership with them for multiple years to come. So doing the right thing by community is taking all assets of our television station, and again, who we are as producers. And I look at each day as being tied to the national arm, which for me, again, was incredibly interesting and appealing. The fact that I still get to work very closely with Rita Ferro, who is our president of Disney Ad Sales. She was a wonderful executive for me to work for, and she continues to lead our ad sales team in such a, again, modern way. And they represent us nationally in the marketplace for Live with Kelly and Ryan. And then each of our stations, like our station here, has the opportunity to sell that show within the environment of the region here. So each day, I would say time management is probably my biggest challenge.
Yeah.
I think what affects me most is how it leads into more of my personal time. But from a business perspective, it's all about priorities. What needs to be done in a period of time, because we're live television, there are decisions that are made that mean I sometimes have to adjust my calendar to handle something that's very critical to timing, if you will.
Yeah, well, how do you? And I want to spend your day because, like you just said, there's so much and it's so integrated. And again, this morning, talking to one of your morning editors, and he was saying that he wakes up at 1:30 in the morning, right, to come to work here. And when we saw him, we're like,
Tyler Warren, our executive producer, for the morning day part. Yes.
Yes. And he, you know, like, we're like, where's the coffee? He's like midday, right? And like, but he said something that was struck me because he was like, he said something along, right when he gets up, he'll usually talk to you about what's going to happen that morning. And I'm thinking, okay, that's like 2 a.m. So like for you, how do you personally manage running, especially in this business, 24/7 and these other obligations? How do you personally manage your time?
So what I will say is I don't speak to Tyler every day because that would be a difficult sleep pattern. But that being said, meaning every morning before he starts, I always enjoy speaking to him most days, but not at that hour of the day. That being said, there are varied priorities and it is all about what helps us execute the vision best. What do I need to be involved in? I have amazing department heads. The executive team here at WABC is incredible. They are absolutely running their individual business units in a very collaborative manner with each other. It's something that is a requirement of the job, if you will. And at this, so I very much trust them. I can manage my day because of the people I have around me. Period, end of subject. There is no other way to describe that. That being said, as the leader of this business, I need to be involved in certain things. And certain things that require maybe some sort of broader aspect of decision making or more specific aspect of decision making or making sure that we're following through on a variety of different elements. We have very scheduled meetings. I look forward to my days of starting in both having an opportunity to spend some time with our team at Live, having an opportunity to spend time with our Eyewitness News team. I'm Chad Matthews, who runs Eyewitness News here and has been a wonderful partner to me. He's leading the morning, you know, 9 a.m. We have a meeting every morning that I'm welcome to stop into, and I don't every day, and I love when I do because I know the team is moving every piece of content, every story, every breaking news opportunity forward. My day is managed by everything from what meetings are on my calendar. Is there a period of downtime to get other requirements done and where I have to be that evening? Because we have a lot of community events. We have advertiser events and we have industry events. That being said, I think trying to balance as much as you can is really important, but I'm always a big believer of when it comes to truly owning what you do in a manner of an industry like ours that is 24/7, I feel it's getting, as well as having an amazing family, I feel like it takes a village. It may sound very cliche, but it really does. So having great people here at work and having great people at home. And that being said, I also look at it as balances. To me, you get as much done on either side of the ledger as possible. And for me, there's not a true definition of it, except you know when your priorities are. And if you have to step away because you have something personal that you need to handle, you need to make that decision at that time.
Yeah. Are you good, and it sounds like it, with delegation and then letting people run with what they need to run with? Are you someone who can do that?
I would say absolutely. I think more than 50% of the time my team would agree. And I think at moments, there are things that I may say, did you ever look at it like this? And I look at those opportunities as learning experiences. By the way, for both of us, when I ask a question, it is never a gotcha question. I never ask a question I know the answer to, because it's a really uncomfortable
element. I love that. Because there are so many bad leaders and people who it's just like, and especially in corporate America, it's so refreshing to hear that, where it's more about gotcha, you know, or like why. And like, and it's interesting just with your personality, and probably going back to why people speak very highly of you, is it seems like your mode of leading and managing is uplifting, and not the coach that's like, come on, dummy. Like, you know, like think back to like, but that seems to, I love that piece of advice for our listeners, like never asking that question. How come is that always been?
You know, again, I mentioned this earlier and I don't want it to sound cliche. It's just really how I feel. I treat people the way I want to be treated. Period, end of subject. I mean, that is just, to me, there is no reason for that. And I think you learn more from handling situations that way than going at it. To your point, Robert, when you reference that some leaders just, you know, kind of push the negative buttons, there's a way to do everything in a positive manner. I am not perfect. So that,
you're pretty damn close.
No.
And of course you're going to say no. I've fallen down on that
occasion. But to me, it is less work to do the right thing and lead the right way. It's actually harder to create some kind of negative narrative. And I always think that I always try to put myself in other people's shoes, other people's roles. We don't know what that person may have or that team member may be dealing with, even outside of work on any particular day. Everyone deserves a pass. And don't get me wrong, I don't mean a pass that is something that they did that was clearly wrong in a very deliberate way. But someone who makes mistakes, and they're innocent mistakes, and they certainly never wanted to make an error, that's a different type of conversation. You know who has integrity, and you have to trust the people who work for you. I say it all the time. When I've been asked, even recently, I was asked about a situation that happened. And I said, well, if I don't trust that person, it's a completely different conversation. Yeah. Trust, and it's so important. I think full disclosure, owning anything in any way. In fact, whether you've done it positively or potentially in error, own it, take responsibility, and you move on really quickly.
Yeah. No, that's such great advice. And it's so great to see how successful you've been with this attitude and the way you lead and manage. It's always so great to see people who have been successful doing it the right way. In the amount of time, little amount of time we have left, a couple things. First, on the business of Disney, and you guys have grown enormously and have made incredible acquisitions and moves and streaming platforms. I mean, there's so much going on. What is the future? And if you can talk about this, or what do you believe is really going to be the future of the media business? When is it going to be combinations and integrations, and where is that going?
Sure. I think that, well, one, it's serving the customer, right? There was definitely a desire to have amazing content. We are the best amazing content available on a streaming service, right? So the amazing work led by Bob Iger and Kevin Mayer and all of our teams, and Ricky Strauss and Agnes Chu, and everyone across our Disney streaming services, Michael Pollan, that entire group, the fact that we launched so wonderfully, and the seamless feeling.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's amazing. On a personal level, my daughter is streaming and she is binging, I think, all over 30 seasons of The Simpsons, which is so fun. You know, in addition to all of our other Disney content, right? Our original films, like she was loving during the holidays, Noel, and we were as a family. And my husband is glued to The Mandalorian, which he can't wait for the next season to come back. and Nat Geo, which is such a perfect compliment. Our leadership has made, Bob Iger has made the most fantastic acquisitions in the media business.
I love the Nat Geo, which is Fox, or I mean like that, and then go back Star Wars and that entity and like what that's become.
And it's so fun for our team here when we were launching the latest and the end of the Star Wars saga, if you will. In December, our chief meteorologist, Lee Goldberg, changed all of his graphics for our weather forecast to the cast of Star Wars. It was
People
so
love it, I'm
fun.
Sure.
He loves it. Our audience loves it. It was great synergy. It was to have some fun for a moment with what we're doing. And it was around the holidays, so it just had such a warm feeling. It goes back to not only nostalgia, but current day. So to have this unbelievable premium plethora of content available at our fingertips to partner with is so fun. For Disney Plus, not only we had this amazing opportunity to give our audience at Live with Kelly and Ryan that day gift cards for subscriptions to the service for a year. How fun. It was the applause. It was like getting a set of keys to a car for them. You know, it's just, it was so wonderful.
I know my wife would have loved to have been there and get
I'm
that
sure.
free gift card.
Exactly.
Amy, let me ask you this in talking about you. I mean, I look at you as this person and you just look through your resume and career and rising up within this incredible organization. For Deborah O'Connell, where do you want to go? And what do you want to be doing a few years from now? Where do you think you'll be?
Well, first, I love the job I'm doing. I love running WABC, Live with Kelly and Ryan, Eyewitness News, the entire station, all that we're doing today and for the future. My goal is to continue to lead at the Walt Disney Company. I feel so blessed and fortunate to have had the opportunity to do different things along the way. This particular role is the most diverse of any of the roles I've had, again, because I have the combination of local and national, which keeps every day so varied, so exciting, and it's nice to have your hands in both. It's wonderful to have the amazing partnerships that we can do because of who we are. I would say what the future holds is hopefully a lot of continued success. I want to continue to grow our audience base every single day across every single platform. And I'm always open to other conversations that we continuously have across the Walt Disney Company.
Yeah.
But I feel really fortunate to be in an organization that I know has the same feeling about business that I do personally.
Yeah, and that's really, you know, hard to find, especially nowadays with 22 years and people within organizations and people you hear about who stay within organizations and are that positive. And it's very hard to find. And you have worked in so many different areas within Disney and again at a top level position now. You're doing so much, and as you said, there's so much more to grow. And one thing that in closing, which to me you had told me before we're talking today about an event you're having tonight for someone that was here who is retiring after 40 years. And what was amazing to me is like you're how much you personally wanted to make this really special and what you're doing. And I was thinking, this is a guy on his way out. But I'm just thinking from like corporate America, you think like, oh, this dude's on his way. What really struck me was like that was like the most important thing to you.
I think the way you say goodbye to somebody who has dedicated over four decades of their life working hard, being a tremendous leader, giving back to our company, it was a two-way street always, not one over the other. The way you say goodbye is as important as the way you work with that person each and every day. They deserve the respect, the opportunity to be showcased in a way that shows our appreciation. That is how I feel about somebody who could be here for a few years or for 43 years, like Scott Zemensky, who we are celebrating. To me, it's really important to be thankful for someone's dedication. And at the same time, I think it truly shows how we treat people here across our company and our organization. And again, it goes back to the way I'd like to be treated.
Yeah.
So I have the team working on my retirement party for 35 years from now.
Yeah, when is that? 2058? I don't even know.
Exactly. Our quick math.
I'm not joking. I know you're young, okay? But in any case, Deborah, thank you so much. I think that was super informative and really appreciate you just taking this amount of time with us.
I'm so honored to spend this time with you, Robert, and thank you for featuring us. I really appreciate it.
You. And that's what makes her great. Okay, thank you. And that's our episode. If you like what you heard, please subscribe to How Success Happens wherever you get your podcasts. We come out with a new episode every Wednesday morning, and you don't want to miss it. And if you like to share, please feel free to pass along the show to an entrepreneur friend who could use a boost, and I could always use the subscribers. And do you have ideas for guests? I always love to hear about great entrepreneurs. If you know anyone, shoot me an email at hsh@entrepreneur.com or on Twitter at Robert Tuchman, that's RobertTuchman, or even send me a message on LinkedIn. How Success Happens is a production of Entrepreneur Media. Be sure to visit entrepreneur.com for insight on building your business, or even better yet, subscribe to our magazine. No joke, I found my first job after reading about a company in Entrepreneur Magazine back in the 1990s. It's always been my absolute favorite magazine for entrepreneurs. Thanks for listening and spending some time with me today. Until next time, my name is Robert Tuchman, just a fellow entrepreneur and your host. See you soon.